Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting second. The right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Caudill. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Caudill. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting third. The center fielder, Roland Office. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Lum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Niekro. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Phil Niekro. And now, play ball. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus strikes out. The ball gets by Benedict. He chases the ball to the backstop. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeJesus moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeJesus scores. Thompson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster fields it and throws to second for the out. Thompson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office takes first base on ball four. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner takes first base on ball four. Office moves to second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Office. Sizemore reaches second base with a double. Bill Caudill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caudill bunts towards the mound. Necro fields it and throws to first for the out. Sizemore moves to third. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sizemore scores. DeJesus moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Foot interferes with Benedict, who is awarded first base. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin strikes out. 1 out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot is 0 for 1 in the game. Foot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Biotner moves to second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. Royster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Royster goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Cubs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Office hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrows is hit by the pitch. Horner moves to second. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0 for 1 in the game. Lum hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Horner scores. Burrows moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 0 in the game. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0 for 1 in the game. Niekro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of office. Martin reaches second base with a double. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of office. Biotner reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ontiveros hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of office. Ontiveros reaches second base with a double. Biotner scores. It's 7-3, Cubs. Mick Kelleher pinch runs for Steve Ontiveros. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Benedict settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sizemore is walked intentionally. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0 for 1 in the game. Tidrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Office hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0 for 2 in the game. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Biotner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Frias hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 1 in the game. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Biff Pocoroba pinch hits for Phil Niekro. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pocoroba moves to third. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus misplays the ball. That's an error on DeJesus. Pocoroba scores. Royster moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Cubs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Office hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bo McLaughlin now pitching. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Office. Foote reaches second base with a double. Kelleher moves to third. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Vale pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is walked intentionally. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus strikes out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Fryer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Donnie Moore now pitching. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Burrows strikes out. Two outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0-for-3 in the game. Lum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Frias hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lum moves to second. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Bruce Benedict. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan takes first base on ball 4. Lum moves to third. Frias moves to second. Charlie Spikes pinch hits for Bo McLaughlin. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Sizemore fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Craig Skok now pitching. Joe Nolan now catching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-4 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Larry Biedner. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing left field. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Royster hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Office strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Foote is hit by the pitch. Kelleher moves to second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sizemore hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Sutter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutter strikes out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horner strikes out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Burrows strikes out. Two outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lum for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Atlanta Braves, 4. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.